So women have been told that they should start having mammograms at, I believe in the past it was age 40, and now experts are saying it should be moved to age 50. Why the change?
Well, actually, in Canada, it's always been age 50. So in the United States, they've used age 40 based on information from 2002. That seemed to indicate that if you start at age 40, you can help prevent breast cancer deaths. However, this study published by the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force in the Annals of Internal Medicine reevaluated the information. It was funded by the National Cancer Institute, looking at does mammography at age 40 reduce the risk of death, and are the risks versus the benefits of doing mammograms between age 40 and 50 less? That is there a benefit to doing it? And so when you look at doing screening evaluations, you know, you're hoping that it detects something early, that it will change the outcome, that it saves lives, that it doesn't do harm in terms of screening, that is having lots of false positives, doing lots of surgeries, doing lots of investigations that can cause harm to many, in this case to many women, and it's the group that you're looking at, the group that's going to be helped. So in this case, the new guidelines don't apply to women who have a genetic risk of or family history of the disease. So those women are still going to be screened at age 40, which is what we do here.
Right.
It's more for women who are at average risk of breast cancer. And what they did is they looked at two sets of data, and they ran the data through looking at how we would approach women who were diagnosed with at moderate risk. And they found that the bottom line is that for women 40 to 49 years old, doctors would have to perform yearly mammograms in 1,904 women over 10 years to detect one or to save one life. Between 50 and 74, that number drops to 1,339. So the tests themselves, not the greatest, they still work, but the problem is that you will end up doing a lot of extra procedures on women between 40 and 49. Now, of course, it's an emotional issue as well, and so people will listen to this and say, I know someone who has been saved by mammograms, and that likely is true, but you have to look at the global picture of what this is. The information is available on Time Magazine and also the Annals of Internal Medicine. I know we've run out of time, but people can look at the data themselves and see what they were talking about.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.